You're listening to Chamber Music Radio at Live365.com, and I'm Maui K, your old dirty hostess with the Shaolin Mostest, right here coming at you from the depths of the 36 chambers, straight from the grain to you. All right, we got another... Sino Evil is back in the house
yeah.
with another one of his famous interviews with Blue Raspberry.
Yes.
What's up, Sino?
Round of applause for Sino.
You know. Okay.
So, I would whistle, but
what's really hurt, you know?
Yeah, you know.
Where you been?
I've been working, but at the same time, trying to work on chamber music, so I finally pulled through for this interview here.
Yo, I got a question for Sino Evil. Yo, son, how come so many people are so scared of you?
Scared? Who's scared of me?
How come everybody who messes with you, bad things happen to them?
I don't know. I guess I'm just bad luck.
I think you put a hex on him. Blue Raz, what's up?
What's up?
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
We got Victorious in the house. We got my man Biakina Law in the house.
Base.
We got Sino Evil in the house. We got Alexa in the house. That's the, you know, schoolgirl from the I Know Wu-Tang skit. Holla. And we got Maui K, the glorious one. Effervescent one.
Yeah.
In the house.
Yeah.
And, who did I miss?
That's it.
That's everybody.
Alexa's also from the You Ban My Daddy skit.
Yeah, she's also the girl from the You Ban My Daddy skit. That's my daughter. That's, you know, we keep it real. She's really my daughter. She was really crying that I got banned from Wu-Tang Corp. She was crying.
Wow.
Yeah, you got something to say on that, Alexa?
Yeah, word up. Okay, yeah. Here we go. We're going to first hit it off with Sino Evil with some of the questions from the forum, right?
Yes, definitely. After multiple delays... We finally got Blue Raspberry in the house. Due to contrary
decisions. There's no set date for Blue Raz.
No set date. All right. So, the obvious... The obvious question. Actually, before we get to the questions, let's learn more about the Blue Raspberry.
Okay.
How did you get your name? How did you start singing? Explain us the story.
Well, how I got my name back in 94, we were standing outside of Chun King. Me, RZA, and the clan was out there. And RZA was like, we gotta come up with a name. So Killer Priest was standing there with us, and he looked at me and said, you remind me of a blue raspberry. And it was like, RZA then was like, yo, she killed it with that shit. He killed it with that shit. Blue raspberry. And it's like, you know, we ran with it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, who named you?
Killer Priest.
Oh, yo, shout out to KP, yo. Why don't you holler, man? You don't know nobody no more. I'm saying, it's your boy, G-Clef, holler. Yo, what's up? Find your way to Queens. You know, it's not that far. You know what I'm saying? You can do it, Priest. You can do it. I know you can. You know what I mean? For the sake of Jay Garfield, hey, come through. All right, back to you, bro.
And basically, as far as how long I've been singing, there's multiple singers in my family. My aunt, when I was small, she used to sing with a band and sing at different clubs, and she used to take me with her. And she said I would be in diapers at her rehearsal, and while they're singing, the band is performing, I would start singing. I would want to grab the microphone. And she told me, she said I would, she don't know what I was saying. Like, I was going, la, 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 la. But she said I was in tune.
In perfect pitch.
And ever since then, you know, all through school, I've been in talent shows. High school, I've been in talent shows. I did Apollo, and I've won each and every one of them.
That's kind of broody.
So how did that lead into you with the wolf?
Okay, where do I start? As far as the wolf... There was an Impact convention at Bally's Park Place. And I was working that night, and I got off of work, and my cousin Rhonda, you know, called me up. She said, oh, you got to come to the Impact convention. This was about 12 o'clock midnight. So I hesitated, but I still went. So I see these guys walking around, RZA, Ghost, Raekwon, and I think Mef was with them. And they had these bandanas on, and I'm looking at them like, you know, I was walking around singing Somebody Loves You from Patti LaBelle across the casino floor. And somebody's like, do that again, which was Ghostface.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at them like, you know, who are you?
what year was this? Wu-Tang wasn't on yet?
No, this was like just before 36 the 36 Chambers came out, because I think Protect Your Neck was still a demo by then.
Right.
And they kept it real with me. They said that, you know, we're not a big label or a big group or anything like that, but we plan on blowing up soon as we come out, you know. So I ended up still singing for them. I went on and hit a note for them. So that's when everything popped off then. Everything just, you know, was cool. Me and Ghost and Ray kept contact, and it was about maybe 6 months or something like that, and me and RZA spoke, and he said, "You ready?" And came to New York, Staten Island, and that's when everything jumped off right there. The first song, if I could remember, the first song that I did, no, actually was Heaven and Hell.
Oh, that was recorded before even Tekel's album.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was already recorded.
He was only 4 years old back then. I mean, we were to the older heads. We remember
8 years old. Anyway.
A little older than that.
I know, right?
Yeah, that was actually for the movie Fresh that came out that year.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You know, we had I Got Your Back on.
Yep.
So that's basically how I started with RZA, as far as me singing, connecting with them and everything.
All right. Now let's fast forward to 2005. What are you planning now?
What I'm planning now, I'm coming, you know, the way my style is right now and everything, I took a lot of time off since I got out of my contract, and I've been laid back for a while and moved down south, you know, to get away, get a change of pace. And I'm actually just getting back into it as of maybe a year and a half ago. And what I'm trying to do right now is bring out an album that's so thick, that's so hard and powerful, that people are going to look like, you know, damn, yo, this ain't the blue that we heard. She on some other shit,
you
know, some new and improved shit. Because what I'm doing right now, there's nobody doing it. Nobody has my style. And I'm not saying that to be conceited or nothing. You know what I mean? You know, it's that motivation I got. And it's, you know, the people that inspired me. Like Ella Fitzgerald, Aretha Franklin, Billie Holiday. And I'm, see, these are old school. Billie Holiday, people that can sing. Did I say Patti LaBelle? If I did, I got to say it again. All right.
I want Patti LaBelle on my new jazz album. Ghostface Killah's greatest hits.
And you know, RZA has never even heard my vocals like this. I've never gotten that chance to show what I could really do. Yeah, you know, I was screaming on them albums. I was screaming on them.
That's what he wanted, right?
Yeah, he wanted me to scream. But, you know, I'm coming out on a whole different level.
I heard a rumor that you played the keyboards on Rainy Day.
Oh. I was playing the keyboards that night.
Yeah, you have it, Wu-Tang fans.
I was playing the keyboards that night, and I was actually, you know, behind the microphone singing that old Barbra Streisand, Donna Summer. It's raining, it's pouring, my love life is boring me.
Right.
And then, you know, he started playing the beat, and then it started, it's raining, he's changing, and I just started man bashing. So you know, it was like, oh, okay, I was freestyling. So it was like, oh, that, all right, we gonna run with that, we gonna go with that. So you know, well, I didn't get it. Okay, anyway,
I'm sorry, we got three Geminis in the house, so anything is bound to happen. So prepare, or you Wu-Tang fans, you might get hurt. Yes,
you know,
question. You said you were got out of a contract. What contract were you in?
RZA actually had me under a production contract. It wasn't no record contract. It was a production contract, man. And
she's out of it.
Yes, I am out of it. I am out of
free
it.
Free, good to go.
Yes,
to
I
go.
Am a free agent free right will. Now. So
okay, so. For this new project, who exactly are you working with or planning on working with?
Well, as of tomorrow, I'm going in the studio with Lord Jamal and Shabazz. I want it mainly to be me. You know, I want to show people I could carry an album.
You produce. People don't know you.
Yes,
produce.
I produce. So I can carry an album
play
on
keyboards,
my own.
You write songs.
I arrange my own, do my own background vocals manually and everything. Because I'm an artist. I don't just get in the studio and have stuff put behind my vocals or, you know, switch the knob, give her backgrounds. I do everything manually. I could use up to 42 vocal tracks on a song. You know, like right now, from what I hear out there, it's not about, you know, everybody going off the beat or how they sound on the radio. But you know what? You can only put so many people in front of a real crowd hit notes that you hit on a song, sing better than what you did on a song. A lot of, you know, I'm not one of them ones that, you know, you finally come to my concert and you see me and I be hitting off-ass notes on stage.
Right,
you know,
right.
I actually bring everything out better than what I do on my album.
No doubt.
I could hit every note that you would hear is every note I'm going to hit in front of your face. Do it live.
So you're a musician.
I am a musician, 100%.
Right.
And I need, you know, we need to bring that, you know, that natural back. You know, what happened to people that could really sing, that could really hit them notes? What happened to it mattering, you know, something making sense right now? I don't hear that right now, and that's what I'm trying to bring back.
It's kind of funny because, you know what I noticed, Lou? They'll push somebody and say, oh, she plays the piano. She sings all by herself without pitch tuning. But then you hear them, and you're like, so if you don't do it well, it doesn't mean if you're just banging on a piano. You gotta be able to play some shit, you know, perform like that.
And you know, I can do all of that, but see, the thing is, I being under Wu-Tang, I didn't get a chance, you know, to show everything I got. But now that I do have a chance, and I'm going to come out on that, it's going to be a lot of people that's going to smack the hell out of themselves for that.
Now,
such as,
I'm not even
going
to.
Okay, your next question.
Now, with RZA had planned that Blunt and Soul compilation, were you supposed to be part of that? Because I know that was Razor Sharp.
Compilation. Blunt and Soul was my album.
Because what I heard was it was supposed to be Takitha and a Razor Sharp project with Force MDs.
See,
but you weren't with Razor Sharp, right?
As far as that was concerned,
that
Blunt and Soul was established back. I was doing vocals for Blunt and Soul when I was doing vocals for Rainy Days. That was back in 94. That was before
the
rest of them came in 95, 96, or anything like that. Yeah, it was a work in progress.
Gotcha.
Now, what happened to that work in progress? I couldn't even tell you. Just things just started, you know, going down. It's just, you know, I just take it as a learning experience right now, and it just made me stronger. I took a lot, you know, things happen for a reason. And as far as my album not coming out, maybe that was the reason, because I had a chance for my vocals to evolve, to really find what I really wanted to do and how I wanted to do my music. So now I'm coming out, and the thing is, they can't, you can't stop a panther from coming out, because especially a black panther, because you can't see when he's going to strike. You know, so I patted myself behind a panther, because right now I'm laying in the grass.
Let's
waiting.
Hit these written questions. Let's hit these form questions off real quick, because we got to talk.
All right, cool.
Obviously,
cool.
We need to really build. You know?
All right. A lot of people are asking about your album, not only because they want it, but because some people
Oh, yeah, let's get on this website thing. All right. Now, I'm like, you know, what I would like to know is, what was going on with that? There's, you know, there's some things in here that's being brought to me that I don't even know about. Now, I remember that blueraspberry.net, which was done by Sun and Infinity, Sun Ra. Now, what that was, they wanted me to come up and do some studio time or whatever. So what he did, he went and put something on the website to make money for the studio time. I wasn't able to make it, so therefore, there was no album that was going to come out. So there was only a few people that did a pre-order as far as I knew. And they were supposed to have been getting their money back. Now, beyond four, five, maybe eight people or something like that, I have not had contact with Sun Ra or anything like that. And this is really new to me that's coming up, that a lot of people bought the album, they pre-ordered the album, want to know what's going on with it. And I'm, you know, that's got me stumped. Like, who's selling my shit? You know, like, what's going on?
So we exactly don't even know how many people ordered it.
Right. I have no idea. I have no idea about the orders. I never saw no money. I don't know anything about whatever.
Okay, so everybody do me a favor. Whoever pre-ordered her album, contact me on Chamber Music. Send me a private message. We're going to find out exactly
how
many people
ordered the album. Yeah, let me find out, you know, what was going on.
How
many people ordered this so we can get down into this? Because
I personally ordered it myself.
Oh, damn.
And I didn't get my money back. I could, you know, be a witness
to that. How much was it being sold for?
It must have been at least 15.
What?
Yeah, it was definitely up there, trust me.
That was a high note.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see Shaw.
Yeah, so I mean,
I think we just did an expo.
It had to be like 10, 15.
Yo, that's inspiration
that.
For another song right now.
No doubt, no doubt.
All right, all right.
That's some shit.
So let me get to the questions. Our general, Samurai 7 Assassin from Now C, where you reside.
Samurai 7 Assassin. What city does he
Where's he live, Cliff?
Man, Ash Aiken over there.
Aiken, where's Samurai 7?
Aiken is South Carolina. I don't know anything about North Carolina.
Oh. He said he's 30 minutes away from you. Yeah. That's what he told me, so.
Raleigh.
Yeah.
Where's Samurai 7? Like
Is that a real person?
Oh, oh, man, come on.
Oh,
yo.
You hear that, Sam? We coming for you.
It's the internet. All right, I spoke to
No, it's not a real person.
He's a real dude.
Sam.
No, only know is Rock Hill and, like,
he's a
Raleigh
computer
and stuff
generated.
Like that.
So go ahead. Let's get it.
All right, so Samurai 7 Assassin. He asked some questions. First off, Blue Raspberry,
yes.
How do you feel about the predicament of hip-hop as a whole and Wu-Tang in particular?
Now, I'm going to say it like this. My heart is, you know, with hip-hop. Real hip-hop. I'm talking about hip-hop, not Wu-Tang, Run-DMC. I mean, real hip, the originators of hip-hop on. Because the way the game done changed now, I rarely even listen to the radio because some of the stuff I know down there where I live at, some of the stuff you can't understand what they're saying. I mean, they got kids going to school talking about get over her, this and that. I mean, actually writing it on their papers. But yet and still, they want to block out cuss words. But that bullshit vocabulary that they bringing out or whatever that's corrupting these kids, I got kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I don't want my kids coming home. And this little girl wrote my son a letter. I can't wait till I get over her. So I can come see you and you come back her. And I'm sitting here like, does this chick write in school like that? You know, I mean, it's the music today. The music today is, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, put the music down of nothing like that. But hip hop today is nothing like it was. There's, you know, when I come up to New York, I mean, I love Hot 97 because they play just what I want to hear. They always keep it hip hop. They bring, they take it back to the,
you
know.
Been in town for a while.
Yeah.
Oh damn! Yeah. Say word.
But I'm like, at night, like at midnight.
Listen to it for about 2 hours. You hear the same thing over and over.
Really?
Yeah.
You hear stuff.
It's a broken record.
Hang on, people.
Yeah.
I heard a couple, I like that.
But you know,
it might be getting a little better. We got 105.9 up here and we got 97.1. Both of them are really commercial, like one is Ennis, one is
Clear Channel.
Okay, I mean, yeah, I like the crunk music, but I can't listen to it all day.
It's like Ludacris, Nelly.
I like Ludacris.
Beyonce, all that. You know,
I personally, I only listen to Chamber Music Radio. I don't know.
Word.
That's right.
That's
represent your station.
Yes.
Represent
the only station
station
you can hear Blue Raspberry exclusive. So you stay in tune to Chamber Music and you'll hear some Blue Raspberry. So back to the hip hop. What do you think just hip hop as a collective can do to change it, kind of bring it back to how it used to be? Do you think it's a way to save it or it's like, you know what? Forget it.
Because you got your East Coast, you got your West Coast, you got your Dirty South.
Mm-hmm.
The Dirty South is a planet all its own.
Yeah.
Now, as far as East Coast, West Coast, I think the real music still lives, mm-hmm. you know, regardless of whatever, you know, whatever's being played or whatever. But I think up North and West Coast, Midwest, Southwest, I think real music still lives. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I don't agree with all of it, especially what's coming out right now, because it just seems like, you know, you don't have to have natural talent to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And see, that's what need to come back. That natural talent, something that's going to be in it for longevity. Yeah, not no fad or nothing that, you know.
Well, do you think this is a fad? Because KRS-One, he said in the interview, he's like, it's a full circle. It's going to go right back
it's
to the 93
go
stuff.
Right
it's like
back,
a circle.
Go right around. That's why I say it's a fad. It's going to go right back to the original because I can hear the original coming back. Mm-hmm. You know, because I hear it coming back
people
because a lot of people that's coming out right now, I mean, think of Alicia Keys, You Don't Know My Name. That sound like coming back from the grind parties in the 70s. I mean, I love that song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to go back around. It's, you know, I ain't even going to worry about it. It's going to come back around.
Okay. Who do you remain close to in the Wu these days?
whoever's close to me.
Oh, I heard that.
That's right. Buddha Monk. That's my brother right
shout
there.
Shout out to Buddha.
Yes, shout out to Buddha. Whoever's close to me.
Okay.
Now, Rings may not be a general, but me and him are like the tightest.
Uh-huh.
So.
All right. If you hadn't gotten involved in hip-hop, what else would you have been doing? You know, besides the whole singing and...
I was actually going to school for forensics.
Okay.
That was, you know, a major, you know, major part of what I wanted to do. It was either going to be that or meteorology.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see.
Oh, where you guys was in forensics too?
Yeah, you guys.
He was?
Yeah, you guys said it on the DVD.
No, you said you studied to be an autopsy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, forensics.
Embalmer. Okay.
That's forensics, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to be an undersurgeon.
Did you run into you guys in medical school? I like that. I like that look you just gave me. That's a real Gemini, you know.
He's
like
to you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till after the interview on this one.
You see, the people can't see.
The way that I'm looking at you.
They can't see those eyes. They got a verbalize.
The way... Well, to everybody out there, I'm looking at him right now like, wait till after this interview.
I can't wait.
Yeah, shout out to You Got in the Hillside Scramblers.
Yeah, You
Got. Get back at me, because you guys
are... No, shout out to Inf Black.
Inf Black, you know, all you. Letterface, all you. Anyway.
All you Letterface guys.
All you Hillside Scramblers.
Scrambling guys.
What's it like being a female in this culture business? Samurai 7 Assassin right here.
Hey, y'all got Samurai's number. Y'all need to call him on the phone on that one. So
you
want to
call Samurai 7
and
ask him?
I need to understand what that question is.
I think I can speak for him.
Okay.
What he's asking was
this. Why is it kosher?
No, it's not kosher.
What, a man kosher and women are not kosher?
It's not. All right, let me get up to the mic. Look, it ain't kosher.
See what you're doing, Sam.
It ain't halal.
What does that mean?
It ain't kosher. It's culture. Culture.
Culture business.
He means the hip-hop culture and the hip-hop business, both.
Oh.
Blue Raspberry's phone.
He's blowing up your phone. Let's see.
Let's see.
Put it on the air. Put it on the air.
Hey, isn't 60 supposed to come?
Is it silver?
60's coming.
Look, leave silver ring out of
this. Oh, name pop
out. No, what do you think about being female in the business? That's what it is. You know, you said a lot of things on the phone with me and Storm, so.
Yeah, female in the blah, 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 blah.
You know what you want to
a
say.
A female in the business.
Come on, say it. Talk about it.
I mean, like anybody, you know, you got to come into this, to anybody that's coming out, any females, especially males, come into this the right way. Have your representation, because from experience, you will be fucked if you don't.
Literally.
Yeah, literally, physically, it's like you will, your brain is just being fucked all the way around.
Mentally shot. Yeah, I
mean, bent over with no Vaseline. Right.
With rusty nails.
No doubt.
That is.
Right. Keep it going.
Because, you know, there's, you know, my vocals, I've, you know, performed every album that I've been on went platinum plus, you know,
every song.
You know, so there's no way where...
Yo, list the hits.
I wouldn't be eating like that, you know?
Let's list the hits.
Yeah, let's go down the list.
Release Show Delph.
I'm going to start. Heaven and Hell. Glaciers of Ice. Rainy Days. My voice was sampled on Ice Cream. Release Your Delph. Mr. Sandman. Stimulation. For Show. Strange Eyes. Soldiers of Darkness. Young Hearts. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Sampled again on the Digital Bullet with the from Stimulation. They probably don't know that, right? 2001. They took your
voice. Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, no. I had no idea about that. So, you know, it's just like, oh, well.
Well, we got two managers in the house.
Let's recycle blue.
Well, I guess it's a learning experience. It's, you know, just like this. Well, you know, we use her for background vocals, and you know, we really don't. We pay her what we want to pay her. That's it. She gets no royalty. She gets no mechanical royalty. She gets nothing.
Want some birdseed?
So, you know, where the birdseed at? Where, I mean, they at least made it cashews or something.
Yeah, you're
a
woman. You don't know.
Nah, I'm straight.
Yeah, you're happy to be there.
Yeah, you know, I was young. And it was like, you know, we was on supposed to be on some family type shit and this and that. So I didn't pay attention to nothing or whatever. I didn't have any representation. It was like, your lawyer's my lawyer. Your lawyer, our lawyer's your lawyer. You know, which I've never met Mr. Manabom.
Oh. You mean Remedy's dad?
Mr. Mandelbaum?
Ten Mandelbaum. No, I've never met him.
I didn't know that name. Okay.
Isn't that Remedy's dad?
Take notes, Notorious. Write that down, too.
Isn't that Remedy's dad?
Ah, man, come on. Let's keep it popping. Let's keep it popping now, man. We're not trying.
All right, we keep going with the Samurai 7 assassin questions.
More Samurai. Yes, peace to Samurai.
Peace Samurai.
Peace, Sam.
He loves it.
He asking you, do you have family's children? If so, do you encourage their involvement in the culture?
I don't have family's children, but I have my own children.
That's a loaded question right there.
And I keep them involved in the pop culture.
Can I answer it? She's the only one without family's children.
I have my own children. So
Gemini.
That's right, Gemini.
Give me a Tupac in the house. Let's keep it popping. Keep it popping.
I have my own, and they are involved in music. And I think my little 4-year-old, she likes to entertain. She dances and things like that. And I can tell she's gonna do something. I'm gonna keep them motivated to do things.
All right. Who within the
woo
had you?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Interrupted my phone.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, don't answer that.
There's too much monkey.
Yo, who is it that you just refuse to talk to?
Huh?
Who is it that you just refuse to talk to?
I have no idea.
Yoga.
I have no idea. It was a private voicemail, right, so I don't know.
Don't worry about that. Let's keep going.
All right. Who within the Woo had you never worked with that you would like to work with?
Now I'm gonna tell you, Method Man. He is my boy, Method Man. I would love, I'm trying to reach out to Meth right now. So, you know, Method Man has always been real. Method Man has always been good to me. You know, so it would actually be Meth. Old Dirty, me and him was supposed to have done a duet together. This Must Be Heaven, an old song by Brainstorm. And he reminded me of that when I talked to him that day. That they were supposed to perform in the Meadowlands. And those are the main ones that I really wanted to work with, that I would have been happy to work with. Ghost, you know, I've already worked with him and Ray, but I wouldn't mind working with Ghost again.
All right. Outside of the Woo and just music in general.
I would like to do a song with Jill Scott, Angie Stone, Kelly Price, Alicia Keys. I love Alicia Keys to death.
All right. Okay. Wu-Tang is known for the spiritual philosophical affiliations as Islam, Buddhism.
I have nothing to do with that. I don't know anything about it, and I don't deal with it. I've already answered that one.
Next. There are a few other women affiliated with Wu-Tang.
I've never worked with them.
Have you ever met them?
Takitha.
Deadly Venom.
No, not the Deadly Venoms.
Okay. So Takitha.
Yeah.
Alright. That answers the question, really.
And another person I would love to work with is Rakim.
Yeah,
Rakim.
We all would.
I got it in the making right now.
I got
to get in touch
we
with
done
them.
With them questions, man?
I'm searching. Right. See you, Chamber Music fans. You disappointed us. See what happens?
Here we go. No, it's plenty of questions. Now, Blue. Alright, this is me now.
What's don't up? Ask me nothing I don't feel like answering.
No, I'm going to ask you the right question.
Okay.
ODB.
Yes.
Talk about your relationship with him. You know, how you feel about his passing. You know what I'm saying? Say as much as you feel.
ODB, me and him has always gotten along. It's a shame that it was some years that went past that I've lost contact when he was in Cali and then he had got locked up. So it was a lot of stuff that happened in between the last time that I spoke to him, and we plan on doing this duet. And it's crazy that I finally got to talk to him that day of the show before he passed. And I loved ODB to death, because he's another one. Him and Meth always kept it real with me. Not too many people could really get, you know, close. Not too many people could really, you know, get close to him. I mean, me and Old Dirty used to sit down, you know, when everything was still in Staten Island. We would have heart-to-heart talks. I mean, I've actually seen a side of him that people actually you know, out there did not see. I mean, they think he's this outrageous person, you know, that, you know, always lashes out. He was not like that. Old Dirty had the best heart. He will give you the shirt off his back. He will give you the hands off his ass if you needed it. I mean, he is one of the best people that I have ever known. I miss him so much. And, you know, far as our duet, I'm still going to do it in everything I do. Like, this year right here to me is Dirty's year, because I have a good feeling about 2005, and it's, you know, a lot of shit going to change. A lot of shit going to change. And, you know, it really hurt me. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep for at least 2 weeks. You know, that's when I did this song, Motherless Child. It was really a true story about my childhood. But the way that I sang that song, everything on it was freestyle. The way I sang that song, it was that Friday. His funeral was going on when I was doing that song. And it just felt like, you know, I felt Dirty around me. I felt his presence. I was in Indiana and I felt his presence. And it just motivated me to just, I mean, I just thought about him. And I think about him to this day. And I will always think about him. Matter of fact, I plan on getting a tattoo right here on my forearm. You know, rest in peace, ODB. You know, to let him know. He got love. He does not know how many people loved him. Mm. He was a well-loved person.
Yeah. All right. So when everything is said and done, how do you want the world to remember Blue Raspberry? Like, what kind of stamp do you want to put in music?
I want them to remember me like Patti LaBelle. I'm in it for the longevity. I'm not in it to just get in there, ooh, 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 hey, green, yeah, you know, nothing like that. I want my album to have old people coming out, step into it. I'm gonna have something on my album for everybody. It's gonna be for everybody. It's not gonna be headed towards just one audience. It's gonna be for everybody. And I want people to remember me 30 years from now to be like, you know, like how Billie Holiday is. Like, oh, you remember Blue Raspberry? Right. Uh-huh. You know, oh man, yo, she inspired me. And you know, I want them to play my stuff year round, year after year after year. I don't want my stuff to get old. Yeah. I want to bring originality.
You wanna make art.
Yeah.
Classics.
Yes, yeah. Classics. You know, that's how I want to be remembered. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You feel like those Wu-Tang joints you did when you were younger, those are classics, pieces of art, works of art.
And the hip hop culture, yeah. I think, you know, they are legendary.
Let me ask you this question. You think it'll ever happen again with that situation musically?
With Wu-Tang? Yeah. As far as Wu-Tang...
As far as you...
Oh, me and
no,
Wu-Tang.
No, as far as... Just two questions. As far as one, Wu-Tang in itself, bringing it back and blowing up again and really...
The only way I say they're going to come back with some powerful shit is that the original people that was there before, you know...
The chemistry.
Yeah, the chemistry with the original people that was there before, you know, some of the people got... You, all right, put it like this.
Spectre Deck is in the house.
Spectre Deck, that's right. Who's this? Nah, you have to leave a message. Okay.
Who are some of the people that are missing today that need to be back for it to happen?
I think Rest His Soul, Dirty need to be there.
Okay, among the living.
All right, when I was there, Meth, Ghost, Ray, RZA, Spectre Deck, you got.
Master.
Let her talk, man.
Master Killer. Me. I think the Brooklyn Zoo need to be involved. Grave Diggers, Poetic, I miss you. Just the whole original vibe that brought them these fans. You know, the whole original vibe that brought them these fans.
Maybe even some of the people in the background, too.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, the whole original... Yeah, you know, the whole original thing.
Shout out to Jason Staten. Class.
Class.
Mook.
Class. Mook.
You know who Mook is, Alexa?
You know, I want... If they get... I mean, even though they on... Well, RZA is on top and stuff like that right now, that hunger... That drive in the beginning that brought these fans, that's what need to come back.
What about you? Is there any future with you or Wu-Tang?
As of right now, I don't see it.
Right.
You know, I still love him. You know, I mean, maybe it could.
Never say never.
Never say never. If I say never, I could be lying. Sooner or later down the road, something could come out. You know,
that's gonna make a lie.
If I could say yes, then that could be. You could never hear me on it.
Or you might say never, and then you know that'll attract the opposite.
Yeah, this is Gemini logic.
Yeah, of course.
Don't make any commitments.
You know, it's just, I put it like this. I'll let time deal with that. Time will tell.
All right, Blue. So anything you want to say to the fans before we bounce out of here?
You know, Blue Raspberry's still here. Y'all haven't heard me in a minute or anything like that. Best believe you going to hear something. I haven't came out because I want to make sure my shit is correct. I don't want to come out and just have like two or three singles. I want at least 7 singles on this album. And anything left over is going to be, you know, material for us. Everything is going to serve its purpose on my album. I just want to give the fans the correct Blue Raspberry.
You think the best thing for you right now is independent route or chopping to major?
That's a good question. I think, you know, I think the independent right now.
Filled up some steam.
Right? Yeah, the independent would be better right now. Me. Yeah.
Control yourself.
Right? Yes. Do the damn thing. That's right, what's right, up. Right, right.
We really see that. We really see R&B independent.
And see, that's the thing. R&B usually come through major. Yeah. But see, I'm not sure. You know,
But your market that you already established is an independent international market. So you can bounce off of that and then get some major attention.
Yeah.
But would you really limit yourself to R&B?
No, because put it like this. If you could sing over a Wu-Tang track, over a RZA track, you could sing over anything. So you know, it's like, I mean, I'm an artist. I could sing over anything. I could take a beat that's totally off track and put a melody in my head and match it. You know, so I'm not really, you know, going towards R&B. I like R&B. I like jazz. I like contemporary. I mean, I listen to everything.
Versatile.
Yeah.
Maybe
Yeah. I mean, I forgot to say, I was on Red and Meth Blackout CD, Serial Killers.
Oh, wow.
I did that, too. You're on Great Diggers, too, right?
Huh?
Sick on the Shovel?
Yeah. On the one that came out, Mommy, it's the Killer Bees coming. Killer Bees. That was me.
Okay. That's what's up.
That was me on that, too.
So there you have it, fans. You know what I mean? Blue Raspberry in the house, and you're going to be here in Queens. Work with a couple of people. We're not going to reveal everything right now.
Well, I'll tell you one of them.
All right.
You know, I've done some songs with Ty Nitty from Infamous Mob. Well, the whole, you know, the whole clique is on one song. G.O.D., Nitty, you know, so, I mean, I'm working with different people right now, but most of my album is going to be me. I'm going to carry that shit
and believe that.
And fans, I will always, you know, come into the forum. I'm not going to be like that you will never see me come in there and speak to nobody or anything like that. That's I'm real like that. Shit. I'm going to do that. I'm going to stay and connect with my fans because the fans is who make you. And I really wouldn't. You know what? I am so sorry. I apologize. I'm not even going to call you fans. You know what I'm saying? They support. That's support. That's friendship.
Right.
That's the way I see.
Right. Okay.
And I'm always going to be loyal to that.
Yep. Okay.
So.
Definitely. All right. Well, Blue Raspberry, Chamber Music, we'd like to thank you here.
And thank you, Chamber Music, for having me.
Absolutely. Alexa, Sino Evil, Biakina Ra, Maui K, Victorious, myself, G Clef, the Mad Composer. And Blue.
And y'all make sure you tell your peoples about chambermusic.com. Tell everybody about that. Have everybody come to the website because, you know, they real cool. I like that. Mm-hmm. So, from me, you. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's Blue.
So, peace, y'all. Love you. Peace.